My day just keeps getting better and better. Simon Franklin is joining us now, and you do something with the movies that always gives me the chills and always makes it complete. You're the composer.
Well, in this case, I'm the composer for Pandora. In this case, there's a bittersweet story, because the composer for the film,
yes,
although I worked with him, was James Horner. He died as tragically a few years ago,
mm-hmm,
and we were starting to work on this together, and obviously I had to take over just making sure that everything came together on this. And I hope he's looking down on us.
Oh, you know he is.
And I hope he's happy with where we've ended up. It has his DNA in there, but obviously we've had to make music for the park rather than for a film. But I hope there is the sense of the film there.
What would be the difference between composing for a film and for the park? I know with a film you have a definite story, but we also have a definite story here and the messages they're trying to bring.
Absolutely. But one of the things we're trying to do here is to make you feel immersed in the planet. So, for instance, on the Navi, the river journey, which I hope you've ridden already.
We're about to go on that next.
There is a musical theme that runs through that. One of the things I did was we created instruments for that, so that all the sounds you hear are not made by instruments you can buy. We had to make each of them individually. And that's part of the thing of making something that is unique to the planet. When, I don't know, if you do the Flight of Passage, the...
Yes.
So, the Flight of Passage, I'm not going to give away the story, obviously, but
no,
we start with music that comes from the land,
mm-hmm,
and then gradually evolves into film score. And I have the London Symphony Orchestra playing on that. You know, it's... we've gone full into that sense of what music does best, which is to connect you emotionally. That's the job of the music, is to help you feel.
And it does. I think that makes it just makes complete for so many people. You talked about creating instruments. Where do you start with that? What it's going to be eventually, or what kind of sound it's going to be?
This we started 4 years ago. I started working on the Navi River Journey 4 years ago because, as you've seen, there is an interactive element in terms of we have the shaman who sings.
Mm-hmm.
She is an amazing, amazing... She's 10 feet tall, and she sings. And therefore, the music and her have to interact. You know, for instance, there's a wonderful woman who was a dancer who created a lot of the movements that so she can.
Mm-hmm.
And that point is, as we discovered on the journey how this was going to evolve, then I have to adapt the music, because the music is so integral to the ride. The journey is part of the process.
When they asked you to do this for Avatar, and knowing the amazing minds that were involved in the creation, I'm guessing you didn't hesitate.
No, I've been on I was on Avatar, and I was also on Titanic with Jim Cameron. So,
wow.
He's somebody you follow into battle wherever.
I like how you say that, into battle.
And because you always know that it's going to try and break new boundaries. Part of what I like doing is finding new ways finding new ventures, new views and music. And in this space, so there's over 5 hours of music in the park. So that, for instance, one of the things we've got is we have music for the Pongu Pongu Bar, which is there is a man who's stayed behind on the planet who's taken native Navi rhythms and voices and then mixed them into a beach bar music. So we have those sorts of things. And then there's also sort of stuff where we are now in the Satuli canteen, where
mm-hmm,
that music is more of the film and tribal and orchestral. And different areas, you know, when you walk around the park, you will hear little pieces of music that we've written that are from the Navi. And that is there so that you feel. It's part of the job that I had to do, also work with the sound effects people, so that, as you know, as you walk across the bridge, you're not in Pandora, you're not in Kansas anymore.
No.
You are in Pandora. And that was very much that you feel organically grounded in Pandora here.
You're very much, I mean, organic's the perfect word for Pandora. Just walking into the park last night and all the smells and the sounds, and just being there in the dark took it to one level. But I know going out today is going to take it to another one. And it's day and night. You've got two different experiences in the one park.
Absolutely. And we've done a lot of things where that experience changes. Mm-hmm. So that, for instance, there are different sounds for day and night animals. There are different music that are played by the Na'vi. So that in the evening they play a different sort of musical stuff. And that is part of the experience. And having come from film scores, coming to working with Disney and this has been an incredible experience for me. And it has been, you know, really, really special. I'm very proud of this.
I think everyone I've spoken to today, when we talk about Pandora, speaks of it from a very personal level, very passionate about what has been created here.
Yes, it has been a lot of long nights, an awful lot of work to get here. But it's special. There are things that you look at and you think that you know that in 20 years' time, I was just talking to John Landau, that in 20 years this will still be here.
Yeah.
And most films you work on, in 3 weeks they ended up on a DVD. You know, this is not something. This has permanence. And it evolves. One, working here in the middle of the night, because obviously when we were mixing the sound, we had to do when it was quiet, especially when the construction crews were here.
Uh-huh.
But you started to see wildlife appear. So you see the birds are coming to nest in the mountains. There are things like that. And that, I think, says everything about the fact that the organic nature and that immersive feel that is so important here.
It is really amazing. Are you going to be here tomorrow, or Saturday rather, when they open the park to the public for the first time?
I wish I could. Unfortunately, I can't. But it's even last night when I was walking in with everybody over the bridge for the evening thing, and then seeing, you know, 1,000 people walk across the bridge, and that was very. It's lovely. I've been here when it's just, you know, me and a couple other people in the middle of the night. And to see it now with it filled with people, and to see the response, because we don't want people to go, oh well, that's cool. It's not meant to be like a theme. It's not meant to be like a film set. You're meant to be here and enjoy it for the sense of I find it incredibly peaceful just walking around.
That is the perfect world, peaceful. When we were walking out last night, the air was cool, the rain had gone, and it was just calming.
Yeah.
And I thought, I can't wait to come back here. I don't want to leave right now, because I haven't seen enough.
And there are new points of view. Wherever you go around, you'll find something special. Right. So I think that hopefully the music helps that, and hopefully we've given something that will give... you know, the whole Pandora gives something that the Walt Disney World doesn't have anywhere else.
Oh, that's most definitely given us a very great gift with the music. Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
To meet you. Thank you.
Okay.